Peter North.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Don't just look at it, eat it. Yeah. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody can suck it.
Yeah.
Stupid dick.
Thank you, honey. Let me see, Buzz. Oh, one more time, let's hear the tape of the all-nude segment on today's show.
Very good.
This guy is setting up this guy, David Gregory.
He was the first one to get naked, and, well, he impressed them, right?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, well, he's a tall man.
Yes, and he impresses Meredith more than anybody.
Yeah. Well, he almost knocks her over.
Wow. I didn't know that.
With his thing.
Wow. Here it
is. Now let's go back outside once again to Meredith and David.
Where is she?
Right here.
There you are.
You're so big.
Well, and where's Al?
So that just into you, Meredith. David is so big.
A revelation.
The weirdest part is when they cut to Willard. You couldn't tell.
Willard, you couldn't tell what sex he is.
Look like the guy on the Operation game.
You know what I'm thinking about right now?
What?
I'm thinking in about 1 hour's time, there's going to be a little boy who's going to be opening his Christmas present.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking in about an hour, there's going to be another little boy who's having a plate of eggs.
Two, to be exact. And a combo salad with a piece of dry toast.
And there's going to be another boy who's counting down the days. How many days until King of Queens starts in reruns, Robbie? Never mind, I've got it right here.
Coming your way in just 27 days. The King of Queens on My20. A double dose of king-size laughs.
Twice a night.
The King of Queens premieres Monday, September 10th.
On My20.
How many days?
27. Remember when we used to have to wait a whole week and we'd only get one episode?
Yeah, very exciting.
Coming your way in just 27 days.
A whole box set, two episodes.
Less than a month, and it's going to be on every day, twice a day.
I want to meet the genius that came up with a countdown for King of Queens coming on.
Well, you laugh at them all you want, but wait till those ratings go through the roof.
That's right. Why?
Why?
You're going to catch yourself a bad case of Heffernan.
Why?
Doug and Carrie.
God, they're funny.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna.
She's so pretty, but he is so goofy.
Well, even though a couple of judges have ruled that Virginia's new and outrageous traffic fines are unconstitutional, now another judge has upheld them. The ruling comes just as we learn that Virginia's lawmakers and its governor didn't research the effect this kind of steep fine has had in other states.
Coming your way in just 27 days. The King of Queens on My20.
Twice a day.
And Carrie gets caught for speeding in Virginia and pays an outrageous fine.
Oh, Doug is so mad.
And Doug's fat.
Still. Texas, New York, Michigan, and New Jersey all have higher fines for certain kinds of traffic offenses. The numbers show that the higher fines have a disproportionate effect on the poor. Only about a third of the people who get slapped with huge fines for speeding ever pay them.
Now, why do we care about that, Buzz?
Well, because more than half of those who don't pay lose their license, and then they can't go to work and earn money and buy groceries and pay taxes.
Poor. They're poor.
I'm going to get out on the freeway and drive as fast as I can.
So will I, Lovey.
Absolutely, and I'm going to pay the fine in gold bullion.
They're about to get poorer. It's hard to get a job without being able to drive there, unless you were to say, drive on a suspended license.
Uh-oh.
The latest victim, however, of the new traffic fines, an 81-year-old woman. Good thing we stopped her in time.
Oh, you're trying to persecute me.
Now, moving to Canada won't help much. In British Columbia, a cop stopped a guy for speeding. The guy was speeding because his passenger had just accidentally taken two nails to the head from a nail gun.
Yeah!
That's the passenger. That's the passenger there. Quoting him, we showed him the nail sticking out of my forehead, but he didn't care at all.
Thank you!
He was dead set on getting some tickets. After writing the speeding ticket, the officer escorted the men to the hospital and then wrote the driver up again for a seatbelt violation.
You know, ain't there like an unwritten rule that if you have a true emergency...
A real emergency.
Yeah, I think it works in court.
I mean, God knows I've had enough speeding tickets to absolutely wallpaper these walls.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember the one time that I was speeding, Bart was prematurely born, like 6 weeks early.
Right.
We were not ready. We were in a hotel room. We just moved out here. Frida said, my water broke. That's it. We got to go. And it was a Sunday morning, and literally I was going 90 miles an hour on the Beltway way back in 1985. And I remember saying to Frida, I wish a cop would pull me over.
Because
now.
You're justified. Because it's an emergency medical
it's
situation.
The one time.
You could use the escort. Yeah,
and you tell me now that if you have nails sticking out of your head.
That's right, out of your forehead.
They're still going to give you a ticket.
Well, they do in British Columbia. This one officer did anyway.
I felt the same way when I was when we killed the case and I had to make the beer run. Yeah. Please pull me over.
That's just wrong.
It's an emergency.
That's something not right there. In Japan yesterday, a 54-year-old man bumped into the center divider as he was racing down a main highway on his motorcycle. It hurt a lot when he bumped that center divider, but he stayed upright and just kept going.
I have fabulous balance.
It wasn't until a mile down the road that he realized that from the knee down, his leg was missing.
Oh, no.
That's
who can replace this? This looks like episode of Kill Bill.
That's unfortunate.
How many days till King of Queens?
My guess is 27.
Coming your way in just 27 days. The King of Queens on My 20.
Place all bets now. Betting to win. Banzai.
A study of workers shows that some of us check our email as often as 40 times an hour.
Joe.
20 times 2.
60 minutes in an hour, we check, or some of us anyway, up to 40 times in that hour.
I seriously think you have the wrong guy.
Okay, I know, right.
Don Geronimo.
No.
No?
No, no, no. That's not where I was going.
For email?
Yeah, yeah. I believe he sounds like Travis Butler Edlund.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, it's true.
He's somewhere else in this
machine. Hello there. I've got some warm wine.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Thank you.
He lives for the BlackBerry.
Yeah, still. But same thing, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, especially when you hear this, the study says that more incoming email.
Yeah, that's right.
Email is putting more workers under incredible stress. Now, does that sound familiar?
I'm just saying he's more of, in that regard, he's more of a receiver than a giver.
Yeah, right.
True.
Like as a lover.
He likes both. But,
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
143 in an hour.
Here's what the research found. It hurts productivity and a person's ability to avoid losing their train of thought.
Do you find indecision a turn-on?
There it is.
That, in turn, leaves the boss with a staff that's tired and frustrated.
Would you like to lick guacamole off my concave chest?
That came in an email. According to some university research in the UK, quoting one researcher, you want to know what's in there, so you break off what you're doing and check the email. The study shows that more than a third of us say email is increasing our stress.
I'm guilty of that, but I like it. I mean, yeah. I've got the little device. Just check it, see who's writing in. Mm-hmm.
But not nearly as much as somebody else.
who
loses his train of thought?
Uh-huh. What are you talking about?
Hughes.
Just kidding you, Mike.
Let's postpone and talk about this at the last possible moment.
You know what's even worse than email is IMs.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the chime that they do, and they chime, and you stop everything to look at that.
My kids drive me crazy with the text messages.
Right.
Because every single person that he knows has a different identifying sound. Mm-hmm. So we'll just be sitting out around the house, and all of a sudden I hear, and I go, what's that? He goes, somebody's sending me a text.
So he's got different ringers for the different texts?
Yeah. The one is like, tall and tan and dark and lovely, and that's all it sings. And I go, who's that? Well, that's my buddy Chris.
God, I wish I was more up to speed with that. Because I get the same one for all of them.
You can.
You know, you can go to Jamster and download on your phone right now. You could download a million ringtones.
Yeah, but I can't you get them the ones that are built in? You can switch them around that way too.
Sure, it's easy.
Oh, it's just annoying.
You just go down and click.
It's in the menu.
Thank you.
That's why my father has the Asian jingle when he calls.
Click, click, click.
Are we ever going to do that, the ringtones thing, or was that just something that I just said that we're never really going
to
do?
I think you said we would do
it. You have to record them first, I guess.
Hello, so-and-so's not here. F-Stick.
No, I think pretty much that's it. It's like, hey, F-Stick, answer your telephone.
Right.
We could do two or three. That's what a ringtone
is.
I like that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
F-Stick.
Right.
We could do that, couldn't we?
F-Stick.
You like F-Stick?
With the word.
Yeah.
I'd like, ringtone would have to be with the word. Hey, F-word stick. Mm-hmm.
Do you think we'd be able to do that?
Sure.
Sure.
I think you should just say that word.
Not on the air, but...
Just the F word?
As ringtone?
Sure. Hey, how about this? How about this? F-stick no home.
hold on.
Oh, but it has to be
you're
the
doing
ringer.
It like, you're doing it like an answering machine. Right. And it's actually the sound that your phone would make when it rings.
Pick up, F-stick.
There it is. That's nice.
Now, if you're on a subway and that rings...
Well, then...
Imagine the embarrassment, and of course, we get credit for it.
Hey, F-stick.
Who are those voices?
We may be having too much caffeine. In northeastern England yesterday, a 17-year-old girl was rushed to the hospital after overdosing on espresso.
cold sores. I hate how they feel and look.
Jasmine Willis works at her family's coffee shop, and over the course of a few hours, she helped herself to 7 shots of espresso.
She spent one night drunk, topless, with a random college kid. Not what you'd really expect from a mother of 2.
Got nothing to do with your story, Buzz.
I bet Brittany's not back some espresso in her day.
She could use some, yeah. 7 shots of espresso, that's well over 1,000 milligrams of caffeine. A cup of just plain coffee has just over 100 milligrams. This was over 1,000. So that's like 10 cups of coffee or 20 Diet Cokes or a dozen Red Bulls or 5 no-dose pills. Coke, by the way, just for your edification, has about 40 milligrams of caffeine. Tea has about 50, Red Bull about 80. Remember how a couple of years ago housing prices went up like crazy? And even though the cost of a home has slipped a little bit since then, the prices are still incredibly high. Well, it's led to a lot of led to a lot of divorces, apparently. Divorce lawyers say couples who were already unhappy suddenly saw a way out, a chance to make the most money from the house they'd be dividing.
Mike.
Divorce is also expensive. And
Mike.
What the hell are you doing?
Mike.
Alfonso. I don't want to hurt your feelings by playing your entire name song.
Go ahead. Play it.
Okay.
Mike O'Mara.
I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'm divorced.
I'm Pat O'Brien, and I'm an alcoholic.
That too.
Couples, see, this is a chance to make the most possible money from the house they'll be dividing. A divorce can be very expensive, as you know, and the windfall profit from selling the house can help pay for it.
Mine happened before the big crash, though.
Ah.
But mine was before the big run-up after the big crash.
Right.
But, you know, either way, it wouldn't have mattered.
You're screwed.
Exactly.
Help. Right.
Yes.
And in markets where housing prices remain high, the divorce trend continues because of this.
Hmm.
Mike. Mike.
How about that?
Mike.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Thank you. That was the joke.
Alfonso Schofield Jr.
Well, thank goodness.
Stupid dick.
Thank you, honey.
Somebody is finally doing something about the reign of terror that is clowns. Take Barney Baloney of London, for example. First, they made him get rid of his soap bubble machine.
Barney Baloney!
Yeah, Barney Baloney.
Barney Baloney!
That's right. The chance of a kid slipping and falling on the soap bubble soap was just too much of an insurance liability, so they made Barney Baloney stop using the soap bubble machine.
No more soap!
Where's that other music? Where's that the new Charlie ice cream music, please?
That's
hello, kids. I'm Barney Baloney, and we're going to have a big soapy bunch of fun. Oh, no. He dislocated his shoulder. Oh, woe is me.
If only it was so simple.
Is this the new one?
No.
No, that's not it.
No, I want the one, please, that we played when we called the ice cream place with
yes,
Charlie.
Yes, that was the brand new one that's perfect.
Isn't that in the machine?
No, it's on CD.
We're giving Rob a workout today.
Well, as if the soap machine episode wasn't enough, then they told Barney Baloney to stop twisting balloons into guns because it encourages kids to be violent.
Look what I made for you, little boy. Bang, you're dead.
Balloon swords, they told him, are still okay.
Hey, my phone just rang. It was Don and Mike saying, pick up, Epstein.
Mike.
Mike's divorced. Lost his house.
Two houses.
C'est la vie. No, that's one house, Don.
Cold sores. Oh, I hate how they feel.
I
wrong
do,
tape.
Too.
I'm sorry.
That really hurt me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait.
Simon, I'm Barney Baloney.
There's more. Now, Barney Baloney is being told that he can no longer use balloons in his act in any way, shape, or form whatsoever.
Oh, my God.
Because some children are allergic to latex.
Oh, come on. What's a clown to do?
You're right. I know, Charles.
You're really? Right. What do I do? Just bring a donkey riding on a donkey with a small cowboy hat? That's BS. That is giant. That's a big tub of okay, in my opinion. Hey, hold on. Rob's got my music.
Do we have the Charlie Happy Clown ice cream music yet?
Hi, kids. Yeah. It's me, Barney Baloney. I'm real sorry, but the party's going to have to be cut short today because I can't make it. I can't make no balloon animals.
Right.
I can't use my bubble machine.
Right.
And what else did I get screwed
you
about?
You can't use balloons at all.
I can't use balloons at all. So you're all screwed. Happy birthday, little Billy. So long.
Hi, F-Stick.
Barney Baloney's going back into porn.
F-Stick.
F-Stick, why do you think they call me Barney Baloney? I'm bigger than Peter North. Now y'all can kiss my ass.
There he goes.
Thank you.
Barney Baloney.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Baggy sagging pants are so 6 months ago. It's a fashion trend that, like others before it, came and supposedly went. Still, a few guys hang on to the style, and old people continue to try to stop it. In a suburb of Shreveport, Louisiana, a new law goes into effect tomorrow banning sagging pants that expose underwear or too much skin. The charge is lewd behavior, and the punishment's a $150 fine and 15 days in jail.
What not?
And in Shreveport itself, the city council there is about to vote on a similar measure. There, they're talking about a $150 fine and 1 day of community service.
Now I can't even wear my baggy pants no more.
That's right.
So that's no balloons,
right.
No bubble machine,
right.
No balloon animals made into guns.
Right.
Kiss my ass. Bye-bye, kids.
Honey Baloney, the unhappy clown.
F-stick. La, 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 la. Where's my lube?
Bitter and yet happy.
Uh-huh.
Abe Lincoln.
You know, instead of that restaurant, Beefsteak Charlie's,
mm-hmm.
It could be F-stick Charlie's.
F-stick Baloney's. Welcome to...
Well, yeah. Welcome.
Hello, kids. Welcome to F-Stick Baloney's. Every kid that comes in gets a free tub of bologna, but no balloons.
Right, stop that.
That's silly.
It's silly. Very silly indeed.
And all our clowns will be wearing really tight pants.
Guess how big it is. It's the size of a stick of butter.
Why do you think they call me Bonnie Baloney?
Abe Lincoln, he studied hard as a boy, grew up tall, and freed the slaves. He was also a freakazoid mutant. Aside from his high, squeaky voice, Lincoln also had a severe facial deformity. Scientists have just confirmed this by using laser scans of plaster casts that were made of Lincoln's face when he was alive.
Confirmed it by looking at those olden-time photos of him. Yeah.
You can tell. It was fun today when they were talking about his one side of his face being larger than the other, because I never really thought of it that way. I just thought he was one funny-looking guy.
Well, he was, and now we know. The left side of number 16's face was much smaller than the right, a thing doctors call facial microsomia. We also now know that Lincoln's left eye often drifted upward independently of his right eye.
How you doing?
President Abraham Martsky.
That's called strabismus. Sometimes Lincoln experienced double vision. He was kicked in the face by a horse when he was a boy. Doctors aren't sure if it was that or his mother's genetics. And finally...
His mom, I bet she was an attractive woman. Linda Lincoln. I'm trying to think of anything.
Wow.
Jenna Lincoln.
Jenna. Finally, up around Portland, Oregon.
Brandy Lincoln.
some sheriff's deputies up around Portland, Oregon hiked into the wilderness over the weekend and spent all of Saturday removing thousands of marijuana plants. As we recently reported, that's what they're doing this time of year, is harvesting.
Yeah.
Well, by evening, these officers up around Portland, they were, according to official reports, disoriented. Three of the deputies were reportedly so dehydrated and exhausted, they decided to spend the night. That was not in the original plan. Rescue teams spent the night hiking toward the sleepy deputies. I'm Buzz Burbank.
What are we going to do, man? We got to get out of here.
The deputies now. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, man, look at there's the cops, man. He asked them to give us a push.
All right. Hey. Hey, can you pigs give us a push?
Sorry, we're out of time.
No. Oh, yeah, that's it. We got to fly.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks to Tommy Chong being on the show today. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you and your diet, Eggman.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you over there.
Good day to you, sir.
And over there, head.
You'll see a new me tomorrow. No more sassing, Mr. O'Mara.
Yeah, right. That's
thick. This is the Don and Mike Show.